Yuse glanced down at the bag, but seemed too shocked to obey.
She shook her head and clutched the purse more tightly.
Chief Yuse, open the...
Hans slammed the back of his head into Geb's face, and the order ended in a loud crackle. Geb's small hand shot under Hans' arm and came up behind his neck. Then her other hand snaked across his throat and grabbed his collar. Her arm began to pull, cutting off the blood supply to Hans' head,
and his vision narrowed.
Hans tried to slam his head into Geb's face again, but the hand behind his neck held it motionless. He tried to drive his elbows back into her ribs, and only banged them against the table instead.
The darkness began to creep in from the edges of his vision.
He kicked his legs against the edge of the table, hoping to draw the attention of Lando or Ahmad or someone. And he knew he had succeeded when he felt the Force lifting both him and his attacker into the air. Geb was so astonished that she relaxed her chokehold. They continued to rise. 20 centimeters, 50, maybe a full meter above the table.
Hans' vision returned, and he saw Lando come up holding a blaster.
He was positioned behind Dina and firing at the guards, who continued to pour bolts at Ahmad. There were maybe 7 or 8 of them left, all staggering around as if they had spent too much time in the bar before coming on duty. Luke or Leia, of course, using the Force to shove them off balance. Han suddenly dropped, landing hard atop Geb.
The breath left her in a sharp groan, and her arm fell away from his throat.
He immediately slammed his head back into her nose again, and as it crackled, he felt her other hand slip from behind his neck. Han launched himself away. As his feet met the floor, he caught a glimpse of Dina, still clutching the purse and crawling beneath the table to hide. Luke and Leia remained at their own table, crouching on the floor with the other patrons, maintaining their cover as they surreptitiously used the Force against Geb's team. Han smiled. That was the thing about experience. Even when a plan went totally astray, veterans knew how to get it back on track.
Han dropped and rolled, taking cover behind an overturned chair.
Dina was now fully under the table, continuing to clutch the mysterious handbag.
Half a dozen Mandalorians lay dead or wounded on the floor, and the rest were caught in a vicious crossfire between Lando and Ahmad.
All Han needed was a little extra firepower, and then he could send Geb scurrying back to the Krefts. Seeing no blasters within safe reach, Han turned to snatch the handbag from Dina's grasp. She jerked it away.
What are you doing?
Cut the innocent act, sister.
Han could not be sure what Dina had inside the handbag, but since she'd received it after she passed through the weapon detectors, he was betting it was something useful. A blaster, maybe, or even a grenade.
Whatever they brought you in that purse, I want it.
Dina shook her head.
No, Captain Solo.
She continued to pull it away.
Trust me, you...
Han stretched and caught the purse, then yanked it out of her grasp. Something clinked inside. It didn't sound like a grenade or a blaster, but when Dina lunged and got hold of the bottom, he knew it had to be something important.